Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say it out loud, we're coming over. We're coming through. Look out, devil. We coming through. That's in your own personal life. That's with your family and your community. In the world, in the earth. Ephesians 4. Some say, y'all just worked up. Yes, we are. And we make no apologies for it. But it's not based on hype. It's based on truth. Eternal truth. You know, the disciples were one of the first to discover this. Jesus had been casting out spirits and commanding diseases to leave and speaking to wind and waves. He'd been doing it. His disciples followed him around. And if you remember reading in Matthew 10 or Luke 9, he called a staff meeting. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And he looked at them. He said, I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. Now you go. And I'm sure after he said that, I mean, they just been following him around, watching him. And I'm sure after he said that, they probably looked at one another and thought, did he say what I thought he said? Did he mean that? But then they went out and acted on it. And you remember then they came in ecstatic and excited. They said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. He said, yeah, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions,
yes,
and nothing will be able to hurt you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory to God. That's the glorious church. That's the church empowered, the church authorized, the church against which the gates of hell cannot, shall not prevail. Isn't it sad that for so many generations, Christian churches and peoples have huddled in corners, haven't they? In fear. And even tell one another, oh, don't say that out loud. The devil might hear you. Oh, I don't want to antagonize the devil. I got enough problems. People, Christians I'm talking about, well, you just never know what might happen to you. Don't say that out loud. It bothers me. Superstitious? Oh, you didn't walk over that mirror, did you? That threshold? Throw some salt behind your back, quick. I don't want to hear of any faith life people doing such ignorant stuff. You're a believer. We don't believe in such ignorant stuff. Oh, man, you broke that mirror. You didn't open that umbrella inside the house, did you? Oh, Lord. Ignorant. Ignorant. The list goes on. Paul told a group of people one time, he said, I have seen you are entirely too superstitious. What's he telling them? You need to get saved. But churches have been so ignorant and just huddled in fear. And all they could say is, oh, Lord, come quickly, please, please, come quick and get us out of here. We're so scared. The devil said he's going to come get us. Jesus, Jesus, get us quick before the devil gets us. Christians are scared of the devil by the hundreds of thousands and millions, aren't they? They're superstitious. They're afraid of this and afraid of that and afraid of the other. It's sad.
Yes, sir.
When we're not supposed to be hiding in a corner and huddling and whispering to each other for fear of the enemy, we're supposed to be a light.
Yes.
Up on the candlestick.
Yes.
Up on the hill.
Yes.
Unashamed.
Yes.
Unafraid.
Yes.
Bold.
Yes.
Full of courage.
Yes.
Full of faith. Because we know he's afraid of us. He's afraid of us. Now in Ephesians 4, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Now why? Verse 2, why? Verse 3 says what? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond bound together in peace. Go back to verse 2. Would that affect that?
Yes.
We're not haughty and puffed up, and we're not short-fused and impatient and short-tempered. Huh? We're not making issues out of unimportant things. We're not becoming stuck that, you know, we can't get along with you because of this. We are lowly and meek. We're humble, long-suffering, patient, kind. Forbearing means putting up with each other. In love. Does this sound like keeping the love command? The New Testament. Why, of all the things the Lord could have told us as the commandment, why did he give us that? It's who he is. He is love. It's his will. It's his way. But among other things, it's the only way the church will be able to stay together and do what we're supposed to do. It's a commandment. And it's required. It's the only way we'll be able to get past our ignorance and our petty differences or our significant differences and stay together. If we love each other, we'll stay together. No matter what. If we walk in love with each other, we put up with each other. We're long-suffering. We don't think we're better. We're not haughty. We're not proud. We're humble. And we love each other and we forgive each other. And we believe in each other. And though it might not be comfortable, we might not be having fun on a particular day or a week, we believe we'll get past it. Right? But we'll stay together. Why? Because we are together. And we're going to be together forever. We're the church. We're the church. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, there is
one body.
How many?
One
body. And
one
Spirit. Even as you're called in
one hope
of your calling. Keep going.
One Lord.
One Lord.
One
faith.
One
baptism,
one
God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. One. Well, then why are there 900 different denominations? And 8,000 splinter groups and churches of 50 that can't stay together and split and go across town and start another one? Cause the devil's at work. And he know his strategy, and oh, it's been working all too well, is divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. What did Jesus say? A house divided against itself. Didn't say the gates of hell won't prevail against it. He said it won't stand. kingdom, a nation, a house, divided against this division. I can see further and further. The Lord gave me a charge some time back. He said, you are to have no strife in this ministry. None. I have a charge from Him. None. Zero strife. Not much strife, zero strife. He told me this. He said, strife is the manifest presence of the devil. And can you see it? Have you seen it in your few years? I mean, the devil is always trying to get something started, isn't he? He's all the time trying, whispering to this one and whispering to that. They think this. They said that. I don't think they like me. I know they don't like me. Well, I just don't appreciate. They don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate me. They don't acknowledge my gift. We're going to go start our own. Over and over and over. Why? The devil is scared of us. He does not want you and me to get together and pool our faith and pool our resources. In just 4 years, God got me and you together. You and your neighbor. And the things that the Lord has done through the church, I couldn't have done them. You couldn't have done them. But us together, us together. See, that's what the devil's scared of. He's scared of this. What if 10 million of us got together? What if just 10 churches like us, just 10, got together and pooled our resources? What could we do? What if 100 of us, 100 churches like us got together? Well, see, the devil knows that. He is scared spitless of this. And so he is working night and day to ensure that we don't get together. Or that we don't stay together as it is. How many churches have you heard that split? Huh? And split. And split. Used to run 1,000, now they got 150. I've talked to people every other week about this kind of stuff. Used to have 100, now they got 10. Well, the Lord's just purging us. And No, I'm sorry, no. Something's wrong. Bible didn't say God's tearing His church down. What's He doing? Building. Building means increase.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me